The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
So, we didn't know this, but every year, Uber publishes a list of things that have been left in Ubers around the world. Some of the weirdest items. And I feel like some of these, I want to have a conversation about and work out what on earth is going on. And some of them I blame the drivers.
Absoluut, 100%. Ek het hierdie lys gesien en ek wil ook by hierdie lys byvoeg. My daughter left, and I'm actually quite sad about this. When our nanny was fetching them, when Chris and I weren't available, they sometimes use Ubers. And she left her earmuffs in the Uber. And these earmuffs she's had since she was a little tiny baby. And now we don't have them anymore.
Aww.
And if she's listening now, she has probably just burst into tears
again, baby.
Because she misses them.
Yeah, I've left things. I've left phone. Phone is the worst, honestly, because that's the phone you need to contact the person.
Yes.
That's the, you know, other things I've got back, keys and so on. I could buy a goed gelost. But there are things on this list. Who leaves their divorce papers?
Sir?
why are they in the Uber in the first place? And why are you leaving them lying around?
Well, I mean, for me, I'd say signed or unsigned.
That's a good question. It doesn't specify, but you make a very good point. Breast milk.
Ooh, dis a problem.
That's an annoying one, right?
Yeah. Want sê nou, jy moet dit by die kind uitgekry het,
precies.
En nou is dit in die Uber.
Ja.
And then you must wait for
And now you got a hungry child. And
yes.
Yeah, it's a gemors. 10 live crayfish.
Oh.
I'll take those. Lekker visbraai.
You reckon you can handle 10 live crayfish? I wouldn't know how to cook a live one.
Don't you? Don't they just
put them in a
into the boiling water, then they're not live anymore?
Ek het nie 'n pot so groot nie.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Een op 'n slag, Rob. Een op 'n slag.
Here's one that I want to talk about. 175 hamburgers.
That person is never getting invited to the braai or the get-together again because they were supposed to cater and nou is ons honger.
Well, this is where it comes to, I was saying, for some of these, I feel like the drivers should take responsibility. If you know someone has got into your vehicle and put 175 burgers in your boot, look, I get why you'd want to keep them, but 175 is too much. You can't do anything with 175 burgers. 17 burgers, you could eat like three, give three to the rest of your family, and give four away, and then you'd be done. But 175 is too many burgers for one person to deal with.
Rob, jy dink te klein. Weet jy, in elke omgewing of in elke woonbuurt, nee, is daar plekkies waar die Uber-drivers so congregate. Want hulle wag vir hulle volgende
ride. Fair, actually.
That guy is the G among that team now, because he fed them for like four meals.
And the other one I want to know, one of the items that was on the leftovers list this year was a urinal. Okay. Now, if you get a pickup at the hardware store, and you go to the hardware store, and Joe loads a urinal into my boots, and then I drive Joe somewhere, and I watch Joe get out of the car and walk away, surely I must remember there's a urinal in my boots. It's not Joe's. I'm also responsible here.
Correct.
Or also, it could have been late at night and Joe could have taken the said urinal from a bar and put it in the back of his boot.
I know friends when I was at varsity, Joe. Every single plate and glass and knife and fork in their house was stolen from restaurants, but I'd never seen anyone walk out with a urinal after a big night on the town.
Near.
So,